Yeah, that was fun. We did a Philadelphia, New York, Boston like residency. That was really when everything changed.
This week on Lust for Live Boston, Ravina, Steve Aoki, and Rex Orange County are coming through. We hear from Albert Hammond Jr. from The Strokes, and I get to tell you a bit about Griselda, if you ain't already know. Yes, yes, y'all, we are back. Episode 7, Lust for Live Boston. I am your host, Cliff Notes. We distill hundreds of events into a manageable list so that you can figure out what to do with your life. Some of y'all listened to my drop last week and pointed me out. Shout out to folks who went to the Dijon concert, but this week we got some new stuff for you. Are you ready? Let's get into it. All right, let's start with Wednesday. We got Interpol coming to Roadrunner. I actually am a fan of the band, but I had no idea how to pronounce it until a few weeks ago when I said it on the podcast. But they got a new album called You Belong Here. You should check them out. That's Roadrunner. Or you should check out Omar Apollo at Big Night Live for fans of Frank Ocean, S, Kevin Abstract, Rex Orange County, bilingual singer-songwriter. Going to be a great night. And if you're a fan of Rex Orange County, why not go see him for yourself? Leader Bank Pavilion's hosting that guy. I'm a big fan of Pony, but he's also got a new album called Who Cares? Let me tell you, you should care. See that Wednesday. All right, let's talk about Thursday. We got a power pop band coming from Chicago by the name of Beach Bunny, and they're also bringing Wednesday and Kai Voss. If you're a fan of Francis Forever, or even the local favorite Sydney Gish, you will enjoy this show. That's at the House of Blues, Beach Bunny. Or you can head on over to Club Passim and see a banjo shredding madman by the name of Tony Trishka. Right by Felipe's Taqueria, you should get yourself a churro while you're at it. The last thing I got for you on Thursday is you should get yourself a good old blend of country rock with the Pittsburgh, Texas native Cole Wetzel coming to Roadrunner and bringing Tim Montana along for the ride. It's always going to be a fun time over at Roadrunner. All right, let's talk about Friday. I got Australian DJ Hayden James. He'll be tearing up the paradise. Some songs that you should check out if you don't know about Hayden is Foolproof or Better Together. It's going to be a dope night. Or you can head on over to Royale. Fun fact, I actually went to my first Royale show on Monday. That was part of the drop last week at Dijon. Dijon killed it. But this is going to be Foy Vance. I saw the posters all over the venue. This is an Irish singer-songwriter. Folk, kind of blues, kind of reminds me of Cold the Line. Check out the song She Burns on YouTube. The live version from Hope in Highlands. You won't be disappointed. And then you also got over at Agnes Arena, you got the Deftones. This is an alternative metal band from Sacramento. They've been around for a minute. Check out Change. It's their most familiar song. They also got a Grammy, so that's pretty important, right? And the last thing I got for you on Friday is Action Bronson and Earl Sweatshirt. Action just put out an album with Alchemist, one of my favorite producers. And Earl Sweatshirt just put out an amazing album called Sick. Earl's one of my favorite MCs. This is over at the Worcester Palladium. All right, Saturday, we got Built to Spill. They're supporting their latest project. It's called When the Wind Forgets Your Name. They also put out a tribute album to Daniel Johnson back in 2020. One of my favorite artists. Daniel Johnson, that is. I'm still new to Built to Spill, but if you're covering Daniel Johnson, then you're up my alley. Def worth the listen and attendance, and that's at Paradise Rock Club. You also got Tori Amos over at the Orpheum. This is an established, well-established singer-songwriter. I had a lot of fun revisiting one of their classic singles. It's called Cornflake Girl. Came out in 96. If you're a fan of like the Kate Bush, Sarah McLachlan kind of vibe, this is for you. Orpheum is always bringing classic artists over there. And the last thing I got for you on Saturday is Steve Aoki over at Big Night Live. Who doesn't know Steve Aoki? An amazing DJ. He's got a brand new album called Natacom? Natacom? Please correct me if I'm saying that wrong. Either way, that's at Big Night Live this Saturday. Yep. 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 You know that sound. It's time for our Inside Scoop of the Week. It's a part of the show where we reach out to the local influencers that make Boston, Boston. That's right. This week we reached out to Jeff from Doom Lover and the Cheerful Desolation Choir. Jeff's got some amazing stuff coming, but most importantly right now, Jeff, what you doing this week?
Hey there, y'all. This is Jeffrey from Doom Lover and the Cheerful Desolation Choir, and my inside scoop of the week is Somerville's Porch Fest this Saturday, May 14th. Put on some sunscreen in your sneakers and get ready to see your neighbors sing. Have fun, folks.
And have fun we will. Yes, thank you, Jeff. I love this part of the show because I can't possibly know everything that's happening in the city. So make sure you email us, lustforlivebos@doubleelvis.com if you have the inside scoop or any scoops. Check out Jeff. Jeff and Doom Lover's got some great projects coming out. I would know because I'm producing some of them. Anyways, let's get back to events, shall we? All right, let's get back to Sunday, and we got Ravina over at Brighton Music Hall. This is an R&B singer-songwriter extraordinaire hailing from Mumbai, India. Sometimes I check my like songs playlist just to see if I do like a couple songs from an artist who looks familiar, and Ravina had a few songs, especially these songs called Close to You and Hypnosis. I confuse her with FKA Twigs, but trust me, she is not to be confused with anyone. Make sure you check that out. And also, you got over at the House of Blues, Offspring. This is a classic punk rock band from the 90s, still going strong. They actually just put out a new EP last year called Gone Away. And the last thing I got for you on Sunday is British blues rock band. Not super familiar with them. This is Joanne Taylor at the City Winery. But I had to check out Let Me Down Easy, and she has got some pipes. And that sometimes is all that matters to me. All right, quick anecdote before we get into Monday. I worked only one job my whole life, quote unquote, and that was over at Dunkin' Donuts in Harvard Square. I worked there for 2 months before I went to college back in 2009. And I'm bringing that up because this next person, Jesse McCartney, over at Big Night Live, is embedded in my brain because he had a song that came out called I'm Leaving or Leaving, something like that. And they played it every fucking shift. Anyways, if you want to hear that song or some of the new stuff that Jesse's been up to since 2008, Big Night Live. The last thing I got for you on Monday, though, is Restless Road over at the Sinclair. Now, good old country music coming from the Mecca, or at least one of the Mecca, Nashville. It's in one of my show notes from the Hipstery Interns that they are a man band. I'm not sure what that means, but it sounds good, I guess. They got big on the X Factor, and now they're getting big over at the Sinclair. Make sure you're there this Monday. All right, and now we're at Tuesday. First thing I got for you is English singer-songwriter James Arthur over at the House of Blues, bringing Nina Nesbitt. James has got a lot of guitars, a lot of crooning, and a lot of emotions. What is there not to love? You also got Band of Heathens down the street. Kind of down the street. Different neighborhood. We're going from Fenway over to Alston. Brighton Music Hall, Band of Heathens. Classic American rock band from one of my favorite places in Texas. And there aren't many favorite places of mine in Texas. While you're there, head on over to Kimchi Poppy. Last thing, on Tuesday, coming all the way from London again. A lot of London this week. English R&B singer with some Tanzanian roots, Buck. Found him on a playlist. I thought he was King Cruel, especially the song that I heard him on, which was called Hell and Back. But turns out, just another great song by another great artist that I didn't know yet. I love when that happens. And that's going to wrap it up for this week. A solid week. Lots of things coming up, especially in this week's episode. We still got the drop. We still got This Week in Disgraceland History. We still got cultural updates. But before I get to that, are y'all following us on Instagram yet? Lust for Live BOS. Are y'all following us on Twitter? Lust for Live BOS. Are you following me on both? Cliff Notes, NOTEZZ, two Zs. Because I love to sleep. That's a complete lie. Either way, You know what's coming up next. We got to pay some bills. Shoot us an email. You got a show coming up. Lust for Live. BOS at doubleelvis.com. All right, let's pay those bills. And after that, you know what's coming up next. The infamous, illustrious,
the drop.
The drop.
The drop. The drop.
All right, the drop. We're here. This is the point of the show where I tell you my pick of the week, my inside knowledge, my inside scoop, if you will. Now, this one's important to me because you might have noticed this week there was a little bit of a lack of hip-hop representation. But let me tell you something about Boston as a lifetime resident. There is not a lack of hip-hop in Boston. There is a lack of hip-hop representation. And now that's important for when touring acts look at Boston. They're like, should I come there? Do they respect Boston? So when I see that Griselda is coming to Boston on Sunday, May 15th at Roadrunner, that's exciting to me because it means that they trusted that we would fill that place up. Now, Griselda is from Buffalo, New York, and one of the obvious comparisons is Wu-Tang because they're a collection of amazing MCs. One of my favorite is Conway the Machine. You could also check out Benny the Butcher. But this is going to be an amazing, important show for the representation of hip-hop in the city. So please come out. Even if you don't know Griselda, trust me, selling out Roadrunner is going to be important for all the hip-hop to come. So get to the gig. Coming up next, we got our interview section. Now, this is going to be a special interview. We got Jake Brennan, the legendary, talking to another legend, Albert Hammond Jr. from The Strokes, about their upcoming Boston Calling performance. Now, Boston Calling is one of the biggest festivals in the city. I should know because I'll also be performing on that main stage. I think on the same stage as The Strokes. Either way, check out this clip from an amazing conversation with Jake and Albert Hammond Jr.
I remember, so, you know, I'm talking to you from Boston. You guys are coming here soon to play to headline Boston Calling. We'll talk about that, yeah, in a bit. But I think I'm like 2 years older than you. So I remember when I remember when you guys, like, I first heard you between the Rough Trade single and Is This It? And it was in Boston. People were freaking out because you guys did that TT's residency.
Yeah, that was fun. The we did a Philadelphia, New York, Boston like residency. That was really when everything changed. Was that we had the EP and there was a buzz and we were getting some press and we went from those first shows, like, you know, bringing more people, feeling special. And by the end, all three of those places were like sold out before we went on.
Yeah, incredible. I love that. You guys will be hanging out in Boston. Part of Boston Calling. You're headlining May 28th. I think that's a Saturday.
Where is that? Do you know?
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, I know it's in Boston.
It's it's basically at Harvard, like right across the river. It's
basically
it's basically at Harvard. I don't know how else to explain it.
I mean, we got inducted to the Lampoons, and we raced. Bev and I raced these little go-karts against the fake, like, Hives
really?
Thing in, like, 2003 or 4. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Amazing.
Thank you again to Jake and Albert Hammond Jr. You can check out the whole thing, that whole conversation, on our YouTube page or on this week's episode of Disgraceland. Make sure you go to bostoncalling.com. Check out lineups, set times, and tickets. Make sure you check out my set. That's happening on Sunday on the Blue Stage. Coming up next, we got our cultural updates. And then this week in Disgraceland history.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
All right, cultural update. Lots of things happening. The sun is coming. It's getting warm. Summer's around the corner. We love it. Lots of events happening in the community. Let's start out in Peabody at the Peabody Essex Museum. You got a brand new art exhibit opening. It's called Down to the Bone from Edward Corin and Stephen Gorman. This is going to be an interesting exhibit. It's focusing on the climate crisis. It's got photographs, it got drawings, it got etchings, it's got all the different wildlife homages and landscapes that we need. Go check that out, Peabody Essex Museum. That's opening up this weekend. And for something for you to do Wednesday tonight, You can head on over to MIT and check out the Hipstory event. My folks over at Hipstory, over at Open Spaces MIT in Kenmore Square, you can see King Fire perform. This is a weekly event. So make sure you follow the Hipstory on Instagram and Twitter for more updates. On Thursdays, I got to tell you about Good Life, because that's just a great event if you're just looking for a nightlife event with good DJs. And the last thing I got for you is the R&B Brunch Day Party. It's happening at 180 Lincoln Street on Sunday, May 15th. That's in the Theater District. That's all I got for cultural updates this week. Coming up next, This Week in Disgraceland History. It's time for This Week in Disgraceland History. And this week, a curveball. Instead of music and true crime, let's talk about baseball and true crime. And no, I'm not talking about the crime that is the Red Sox this season. I love y'all. I'll always come to a game when y'all invite me. But 110 years ago this week, on May 15th, 1912, a baseball fan fucked around and found out. That's the day a heckler named Charles Lucker said one too many things to baseball great Ty Cobb, who climbed up into the stands and chose violence. For the full story, check out the Sportsland season of our sister podcast, Badlands, available for free on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts. And keep an eye out for a new season of Sportsland coming this fall. Yes, 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 we have made it to the end of another amazing podcast. Episode 7, Lust for Life, Boston in the books. Thank you again to our inside scoop, Jeff from Dune Lover. Thank you to Jake and Albert Hammond Jr. for an interview. Make sure you check that out on YouTube. Thank you to everyone who keeps listening, keeps tuning in, and most importantly, keep subscribing and telling other people to subscribe and following us on Instagram and Twitter and all the things. Lust for Live, BOS. I'm your host, Cliff Notes. This episode was produced and recorded by me. Additional production, engineering, and mixing by the Hipstory team at Hipstory Studios. Executive producer Jake Brennan, Brady Sadler, Carly Carioli, and producer Chris O'Keefe. Keep an eye out. Boston Calling is around the corner. You know that we're planning something special. I don't know what yet. Either way, keep living that lustful live life. Peace.